Oh, sorry, I imagined E.
That's okay. Doesn't matter.
All right, so our next talk is by Ivan Minčić, and he's going to talk about Nick's Forge. Become a Nick Smith over the weekend. So go ahead, Ivan. A round of applause for Ivan, please. And we'll see if in 2 weeks we are Nick Smiths.
Okay, can you hear me? Yeah, so I'm Ivan. I'm a team lead in Nick's NGI team. I'm founding member of Nick's geospatial team, and I do Nick's and NixOS as a commercial service. And I started software for packaging and distribution and deployment of software with Nix. It's called NixForge. It basically looks like this. On one side, it's listing a list of packages or applications, and on the other side, if you don't have Nix already installed, it gives you instructions how to install it. If you select some package, it gives you instructions how to run that package in a shell environment. It gives you instructions how to run it as a container, and as well you can launch development environment of that package. We have as well applications. Different between packages and applications is that application can be multi-component. It can contain backend, frontend, API together. So these instructions are showing you instructions how to use this application, this concrete application, and then how to again run some components or whole application in shell environment, how to run it in as a container image using Podman Compose, for example, and you can run application as well in NixOS VM. You declare those packages and applications using NixOS module system using some simplified configuration. So you say name, version, description, and where the source is. Then based on what is this software about, you choose your builder. Right now we have these three builders, and Phil provided options. So for example, for typical package in Python, you select dependencies and that's it. If it's application, it is similar, but you can declare shell environment for your programs like this. You can declare images. So you can say what should be in the image, what command should be executed. You can provide a compose file, and in similar way you can configure your NixOS VM. You can configure port forwarding as well, and you can write those recipes. There's a nice agents MD file. You can use your LLM basically to write it for you. There are significant advantages of using module system for code which is produced by LLM, because this is type checked. It can't just provide it, LLM can throw some kind of garbage. It needs to be compliant with some best practices which we implement in those builders. So it's much bigger, much safer that the result from LLM is good, and it is much more readable, comparing to some raw derivation. Or you can do it by yourself. There's a web interface to basically configure your packages and applications. You choose a builder, it will narrow down the options which you have. You can have some documentation, you can copy some examples. And if you click on create a recipe button, then again it gives you instructions where to put this recipe, how to test it, and that's it. For deployment, there's another component which is container registry, which basically on demand will build those images from NixForge for you. So yeah, like if you want to test it, just make a picture and like this this registry.iminchik.app is running right now. It's like in prototype, but it works. So and it's really easy to self-host. So typically, if you have a monorepo and you want to use some features of this app, yeah, then easy to init from a template. So that's it. This is URL for the UI and my website. Thank you very much.